This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back. State Capitol, Bismarck. Energy day today, budget week today, this week, a lot going on, and a lot to cover on What's on Your Mind, a whole other hour for you, straight ahead, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, quick note on the roads, that no travel advisory has been extended to Crosby and surrounding areas now. North Dakota DOT and Highway Patrol have extended the no-travel advisory to Crosby and surrounding areas. Reduced visibility, snowdrifts, blowing snow, creating slippery road conditions. The no-travel advisory remains in effect for Bow Bells, Kenmare, Mohall, Botno, Rolla, Candu, Rugby, Madoc, and surrounding areas. Travel alert also still in effect for Minot, Towner, Velva, Harvey, and surrounding areas as well. Now you know, okay? This hour of the program brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about those. SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's SecureEnergyFuture.org. And the Clean Power Plan, something that the previous Congress was fond of, the previous administration was fond of, and, of course, now with Republican control, a lot of regulatory relief is coming, but there's a lot to undo. I mean, there's a big, you don't just flip the switch on a war on coal and have it be better one day. So a lot to do, and your help is necessary. It affects you and what you pay for energy and jobs in the industry as well. So if you like affordable, reliable energy, join the coalition, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Al Carlson is here, House Majority Leader, joining us at the state capitol today on Energy Day. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Busy.
Yeah, well, you know, I know every day is busy at the state legislature, but budget week is a big one because everybody's sort of on pins and needles wondering what the numbers are going to be and how much tougher the job's going to be. And so what's your forecast of what Thursday will look like?
We had our first meeting last week where we actually bring the local people in. We bring in the people from the oil industry, the regulators, the bankers, the ag commodity groups folks, and several other groups, and we look at kind of a boots-on-the-ground view of North Dakota economy. We have Moody's, which has the analytical side of it, but then there's the boots-on-the-ground side of it. You know, how many oil rigs are going to be added? And, you know, we have to go to industry to get that. Can they hold their production at 900 to a million barrels a day? What price do we think the price of oil is going to be, looking out at the NYMEX futures? So it's a little more complicated than people think, like just pulling a number out of the sky. But overall, because of the activity, and there's 20,000 less people working in the state today in the oil industry than there was during the height of the boom. Now, we've picked up a couple thousand, but it was 22, 23,000 that left. So we still have a significant a lot less people paying taxes, a lot less people buying products, and quite obviously a lot less oil rigs drilling and buying everything they touch is taxed. So the sales tax revenue and income tax numbers are down. The good news, we've never relied more than $300 million on the general fund spending out of oil, but we've also relied on all our water projects, on our educational funding, on our budget stabilization fund to keep us whole in the downturn, you know, the infrastructure plan to rebuild the infrastructure, all those things.
Sales tax, a huge impact.
Yeah, right. And those are getting some money, but they're not getting nearly the money they got. And when you look back at a biennium ago, we had a price of oil from $34 to $110. I mean, now it's been averaging in the neighborhood of yesterday our taxable value of oil in North Dakota was $43.50. And we've projected $48 as a taxable value because everybody gets confused with the Texas Intermediate and what we actually tax on because there's about an $8, 15% discount into our oil today compared to what somebody sells it that doesn't have to transport it. So because of the location, we have a little bit of a penalty, and that affects us. But overall, the sky is not falling. We're still raising $5 billion worth of revenue through in our biennium through various sources, sales, income, oil, coal, all the things that play into the tax scheme. And I shouldn't call it a scheme, our tax plan. And because of that, we're not broke, but we've had to make some adjustments. We're going to be back on our budget numbers to the 2009-11 numbers before we're all done, as far as our spending level goes. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. We had a rapid growth. We had a tremendous amount of one-time spending. And I would do it all again, because that investment in infrastructure in the West and our roads in the East were good investments. They were good investments. We just can't do them right now because the revenue's changed. But are we broke? No, we're not broke. Is there a lot of squealing from government agencies and from higher education? Yes, there is. But we're going to have to make some adjustments, or we're not going to balance this, because I refuse to be part of raising taxes this time.
So when all is said and done, how much will change, do you think, of this updated forecast? I mean, when all those groups that came in, did you leave there saying these folks are pretty positive, or are they hold even, or are they negative? What is your view?
Well, at best, it was hold even and down a little bit, and some of it's beyond their control. But you have to realize that what saved us on the ag economy, at least kept people farming, is the fact that the yields were so good the last 2 years. I mean, if you would have combined low prices and a drought or a disaster, there would have been a whole lot of different pictures on the landscape. There would have been a lot of farmers not receiving a line of credit this spring to plant their crop. But because they had very large yields for the most part across the state, that's helped out. But let me tell you, they have to rebound, or we're going to have trouble with that very group next year. We need better prices in the ag commodities. We need these trade agreements to be better, and we need more world markets to move our product. And Congress and the president have to deal with that, because there's only so much that can be consumed of what we raise, because we're good at it. And we're the best in the world at growing it, but we need people to buy it. And so those kind of things. And the energy market is stabilized, but it's not on a growth cycle right now, a major growth cycle. I think we're going to see a little more fracking. We're going to see a little more drilling. But we're not going to be back at the 100-plus rigs that we had. I mean, we're at 41 rigs today, and it might go to 46 or 50, but it's not going to be at 120 rigs or whatever it was before. So, and because of that, you'll see a little more fracking, you'll see a little more drilling, and that's good. That means they got to bring crews in to do those things. But now we have housing for them. We have the infrastructure in place. We have the bypasses at the cities. We've done a lot of good things, so we're ready for them to come back and to rev that up. But in the short term, we just have to be cautious about not overshooting our mark on our revenue. And I think it's going to be down, Scott. My prediction is that we'll be $160 million less than our projection in January. Well, when you're already, we're still trying to scramble for $420 million in the hole, a crossover. And if you add another number on top of that, we got a yeoman's work in the next 6-7 weeks.
One thing Governor Burgum has said, you know, to all the state agencies, and as a rule of thumb, coming in as the new governor, that it's time to reinvent government, right? To rethink everything. And if you got a way to do something more efficiently, I'll talk to you. If you want to spend more money, you're not going to get a meeting, right? Are we moving down that path enough to get to what you're talking about in the way of numbers? Are we reinventing government fast enough?
You know, and that's almost impossible to be that reactionary, but we are doing some reinvention. But there's no question that we are, there's going to be 630 less people working for state government when we're done, at least 630 than when we started. Now, those aren't pink slips, by the way. Most of those are positions that haven't been filled. Some of them are retirements, some are early retirements, but it's not lined up with a whole bunch of buyouts to get rid of people. That's not what it is. So, yes, there's going to be less people doing the same thing. And if the and I maintain the level will be maintained exactly the same of service with less people, because we're a service industry. We're people and programs. That's what government is. And we need to reinvent it. It's hard to reinvent it because it's job security to those people that are involved in it. And we have to take some of them kicking and screaming. And if we can, we'll try and leave some latitude for the new governor to try and implement some things. If we can, in some of these budgets, say, and we know he takes some time. You don't just come in and know this budget in 3 months. I mean, I've been working on this for 24 years, and it's a new challenge every day. And he comes in with another governor's budget, and he's got 3 months, and here we are. And he's kind of saying, guys, do what you can, but give me some flexibility. And we're trying to figure out how we can work that with him so that in the interim, when we're not here, that he has some flexibility to work on things. And I think we'll be able to find something that he can work on, some of the big idea stuff, some of the big budgets. But again, we have the authority to fund and pass bills, and that's what we're doing. But we're going to try and leave him a little latitude.
How's he doing? What would you give him for a grade?
You know, I wouldn't even want to grade him because I think it would be unfair as new as he is in the job. And in my opinion, we don't have enough people like him in government. I mean, I'm a business guy, and you need more business guys who think like a businessman in government. And I think that's the strength he brings. Some of the things he'd wanted us to do, we were not able to do, provider tax. We just weren't going to do that. I agreed with him on a 5% contribution by the public employees on their health insurance, which, by the way, has gotten to be a $500 million deal, per biennium for us. So, and there was not enough agreement that we were able to get that done in these budgets. But other things, we're going to do what we can to work with him. But I wouldn't grade him because I think the learning curve is there, and I think he's got the right idea about analyzing, studying, getting it all figured out. And I think we'll really see a lot of this stuff out of him next biennium.
Short break, back with more with Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader. Questions or comments, welcome. Give us a call. 258-0550. More after this.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
State Capitol Bismarck, what's on your mind? Live, actually, today, tomorrow, and Thursday at the State Capitol. Whole lot going on, so tune in and we'll be here. Couldn't miss, of course, Thursday's budget numbers impacting so much. We'll be here for that. And I want to tell you, before we continue our conversation with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, and welcome your calls, by the way, 258-0550, 800-228-0550, or you can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054 with your questions. North America's largest tank trailer manufacturers, a company called Polar Service Center. They have tank trailer manufacturing and also the service centers to service the Polar tank trucks, trailers, but also other brands as well. And they have facilities in Kildare and Williston and also in Billings, Montana, and they are hiring right now. They need people right now, and I tell you what, $32 an hour should get your attention. That's what some of the folks are making there. You come with experience, and they'll train you. They need technicians in Williston and Kildare right now. Give Adam a call. He is the recruitment manager, and he's waiting for your call. 701-495-0997. He'll tell you all about the great medical benefits, the 401K, all the great programs they have right now. Profit sharing, Adam, 701-495-0997 at Polar Service Center. Okay, let's take some calls here for you. Randy's on the road. Go ahead for Al Carlson.
Yes, sir. Say, I was just going to let Mr. Carlson know I'm with him 100% on these casinos for the state. Probably not six of them, but three for sure, because why can't we use the revenue instead of the reservations? I mean, we could save on school taxes and property taxes, the fire departments. Everybody would benefit.
All right, we talked a little bit about that last week as well, and a lot of, I would say probably 2-1 like you, Randy, in favor of the idea. Randy likes the idea of the, you know, the state benefiting from casinos, sees the revenue potential from it. I've heard people say this is about, you know, punishing Native Americans for the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. What is the impetus of the bill? What's the reason behind
it? You know, actually, I had a friend come to me and said, after the passage of Measure 5, which is the marijuana bill that passed, I think it's time to take a look at removing some of the limitations on gaming we have in the Constitution. I said, if you got a good idea, run it by me. And he brought it in as a rural economic development idea. They can't go in Fargo. They can't go in Grand Forks. Can't go in Minot. They got to be outside of those cities. And it's controlled, very controlled, the payout and the regulation of it. The product can be, they can be leased out to somebody to run them, but they will not be state employees. But the profits will go into two buckets. 30% of it goes into the Community Health Trust Fund, which deals with addiction and many of the behavioral health issues that we have. The other 70% goes into tax relief for the citizens of North Dakota. So it has very targeted use if it's done. We'll see. It's going to be a hard sell just to get it out of the legislature, put it on the ballot.
One thing people need to realize is what your proposal does is say, citizens of North Dakota, you decide.
You bet. It has to be a constitutional change on the ballot.
I always get a kick out of that because they're like, what are they doing? I can't believe they're doing that. It's terrible. They're like, what? You mean giving people a chance to vote on something?
I mean, yeah. Well, last time I want you to know that the marijuana issue came before the legislature in the House and we defeated it. And it came back as an initiated measure and it passed. So this gives the people an opportunity to vote on that issue. And if it makes it out of the chamber, it's going to be very structured, very organized. There'll be a gaming commission established between the governor and the attorney general, and it'll be very, very regulated from our part. And
what about the optics of it looking as though it's against the Native American community?
You know, we have all kinds of. We've tried to amend the Constitution 9 times since statehood, dealing with gaming. And it took us many years to get the lottery approved. There's also already a tremendous amount of gaming on the lottery. It also, over the years, we did the charitable gaming, of which now you can bet $25 a hand at a blackjack table at any local establishment. That's a lot of money. You could buy the whole table and have six hands at $25 a hand. Don't tell me that there isn't gaming when a lot of our citizens are not only going to the Native American casinos in North Dakota, but they're going across where we live into Manoman's, one of the most popular sites for North Dakotans to head to. Well, I think that we should take a good look at it, and if the people decide that it's too much competition for the Native Americans, and I'm sure they'll be in Monday at the hearing in full force saying that it's not retribution, it's a matter of should it be legal in North Dakota or should it not, and if it is, it should be well regulated, and there should be a purpose for the money that's generated off it. So We'll see. If we get it out of these chambers, it'll end up on a ballot in the June 2018 election, and that's when people can decide if they want to do it or not.
All right. Let's see here. Other comments waiting. I'm going to play a comment that came in one day last week, and we said we'd play it for you related to a concern on support for a tax. Go ahead and roll that, Todd. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
I'd like to know why Carlson doesn't come up and try and tax the Internet. Look at all the money that's left laying on the board there. Can you ask him?
Why not tax the Internet?
Well, the first thing is that's federally regulated. If you remember the famous Quill versus North Dakota case where it says you can't tax a business unless they have a physical presence in your state, Congress has not changed that. But what we have done now is that they are working through the Main Street Fairness Act at Congress. It isn't passed. But many companies right now are voluntarily collecting taxes and submitting it to North Dakota because that is the wave of the future. And we do not have a law because we can't have a law that says we're going to tax all Internet purchases because that is regulated by a Supreme Court decision, by the way, which we lost. Senator Heitkamp was then the Attorney General. Quill was the North Dakota, and we lost because we tried to tax Quill. Remember when they used to come to every school and they would sell products into these high schools?
Office chairs.
And we lost. And because of that, that has not been overturned. And when that is, the day will open and the day will come, but it's not because it's because we can't. But we do have a lot of voluntary collection today already.
One more quick one. Tom Bismarck for Al Carlson. Go ahead.
This is Tom Silbernagle.
Go ahead, Tom, with your question, quickly.
This is Tom Silbernagle. I worked for the state government for 25 years, and I think that no one would argue with me if I said that wages paid to state employees are somewhat less for equal work than they would be paid in the private sector. And the health benefit was one of the big things.
All right, I'm going to quickly paraphrase that. We don't have the best connection with you, Tom. Appreciate that. But a state government worker, a long time at it, says the wages are less for equal work versus the private sector.
You know, first thing, there probably has to be a difference because one of them generates their money by selling a product and creating a business plan and a profit. Our only money comes when we tax people. So state government has a little bit of a disadvantage there. But we have over the years increased the salary. We've done a lot of studies. We've tried to bring people up to the midpoint. Sure, there's still some people that are less, but the average salary and benefits of an average employee at the public level today is $56,000. There's a lot of North Dakotans who would love to have that, plus a full health insurance cover or policy for their job. I mean full health, not partial payment, not $400, $500, $600 a month you pay out of your own pocket. It's all of it. So we're doing the best we can with what we have, and we have brought those wages up significantly in the last four biennials.
Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, thank you, sir.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Senator Rich Werner will join us, by the way, on Friday on the program. We'll know more on the budget numbers then. More coming up. Your calls after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
The state capitol. A lot happened here. Have my pillow along, by the way, so I'll sleep good. Do you have one? You know, when I forget it, and then I come home, that's the best part of coming home. I mean, seeing my wife and kids, obviously. Got home last night, flew back in about, supposed to be 9 o'clock, ends up being, you know, closer to midnight. So, I was home quick enough to throw some more things in a suitcase and head out bright and early this morning. So, you know, it's days like that when you have my pillow that you say, you know, yes, thank you. Won't be many hours of sleep, but at least it'll be on my pillow. It's that good. That good. It's a great invention by Mike Lindell, a wonderful world-class entrepreneur. Who's a great story himself. He really is just an incredible story of recovery and tenacity and finding the right idea. So he's worth rewarding by ordering up one of those pillows. Do it as a gift, great gift. Put them in the guest bedroom. 800-506-9028, it's a telephone number. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, which will get you some big-time savings right there. 50% off two of the MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, and free shipping on orders over $100. It's an incredible deal. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. All right? Tomorrow on the program, we'll be back here live at the Capitol. Another of our Legislature Today segments related to Senate Bill 2215, the CARE Act. We've been talking a lot about that one, different reforms in the caring for loved ones. You know, really, really good deal. So we'll get you an update on that. We also will have Congressman Kevin Cramer in his weekly talk radio town hall, a lot to cover with him. And then David Clark Jr. will join us on Thursday. He's the sheriff of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Love the guys. Read a new book, Cop Under Fire, Moving Beyond Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics for a Better America. I love it. I mentioned Friday, we'll have Senator Rich Wardner, so we get you more legislative updates from here as well. All right, some time to chat about whatever's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Chad Minot, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Al why we can't stop giving hundreds of billions of dollars to out-of-state students that come to our universities here. That's one of the cuts they refuse to do. Yet, we don't give any tax relief to the taxpayers in North Dakota. We have record spending, even when the budget shortfalls. We're spending, you know, almost three times more than they spend in South Dakota with a larger population.
So would your preference be that, for instance, Minnesota students who come to a North Dakota school don't have reciprocity? So just like when North Dakota kids go to a Minnesota school, then, I mean, that's the idea of reciprocity, that they would get the same deal. You say, and that, you don't want reciprocity with Minnesota, to heck with it. Minnesota kids, you come here, you're going to pay more. All right. That was my question for him, but I guess he dropped off. I think that's what you're saying. And again, just a competitive thing from higher education. In my mind. So, I guess one way to look at it is you're subsidizing a Minnesota student to come here. Now, I hope a Minnesota student that comes to UND, goes to the petroleum engineering school, goes to work for ConocoPhillips, you know, pick your company, is right here. So you know, sort of workforce recruitment when you get them to come here. I think it's a little short-sighted to say, you know, all we're doing is subsidizing them, they're going to leave, you know, whatever. I mean, our universities are the hub of our workforce recruitment. And I'm telling you, folks, if you want to look at anything that is going to stunt the growth of this state, stunt the growth of companies, stunt the growth of, you know, more 401ks and more profit sharing and, you know, I'm not just talking about CEOs and presidents. I'm talking about all the way down in the company. It's going to be on workforce. So we have to get creative, and I think that's one area we use and can use in a more effectively our higher education system. So that's important. The whole reciprocity thing, I guess, is another debate. I'm sure these numbers are available, but how many kids from North Dakota go to Minnesota? University of Minnesota, what's it cost to go to U of M? It's not cheap, right? 40, 50 grand? And so they get an in-state tuition there. So, see, less as a giveaway and more as a investment is how I'd take it. Anyway, my thoughts. Welcome yours. 800-228-0550. Karen in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was going to ask Al if there was any legislation for bringing in new industries that can be taxed.
New industries that can be what?
Taxed.
Well, every industry would be taxed, right? I mean, I think the idea of recruiting industry, diversifying the economy, is good because they're going to come here and, you know, they'll set up shop and they'll pay property taxes and they'll, you know, pay corporate taxes and everything else. So,
what is one example of a new industry that legislation would bring to North Dakota?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. I didn't hear the last part.
Okay, I'll make it louder. What is one example of new industry that will benefit North Dakota, the legislation?
What's an example of one?
Yes, what are they doing this year in the legislation?
Well, I see what you're saying. I would Al Carlson's not here anymore, but I'm guessing if he was here to answer that, he'd say, hey, we want the economic environment to be such that the regulatory environment, the tax environment, the economy overall, for everybody to come here. I think what you're looking for, and it's not a bad idea, it's been done before. South Dakota did it with some success many years ago when they attracted Citibank and some of the other big banks by, you know, putting some nation-leading legislation in place that reduced the liability for these companies, so they came in. So specifically, they knew what they were doing there. They were targeting the financial services industry to come into to South Dakota, and it brought a lot of jobs. So that's what I think you're saying. Give me an example of that where we're specifically going out there and looking for a particular industry, huh?
Well, yes, that would be one example, you understand what my question was.
Yeah, and I am again, sorry, Karen. Todd's having to translate what you're saying because I'm not hearing it well in my ear. But
well, now I can't get into the thing to do that either. What's going on in here?
Oh,
the Russians are hacking us.
Yeah. just so you know, both you and Todd sound like, Darth Vader is an improvement on what the two of you sound like, because I could actually understand what Darth Vader says. But
I am not your father.
Yeah, all I'm getting is that part without the actual.
It's more of an Optimus Prime type of thing going.
Yeah.
Lord.
Anyway, I appreciate the call, Karen. Thanks. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number 701-258-0550. Chris Berg's going to join us in a couple of minutes here from Point of View. Today, at the White House briefing, he will be asking one of the questions via Skype. White House does this, which I think is fantastic. Drives the Washington Post and the New York Times crazy because it doesn't work like it used to work, where they just get to ask whatever they get to ask and don't ever have to compete with anybody and are, you know, the purveyor of all knowledge, right? No, not so much anymore. I love it. So anyway, he is asking one of the questions today at the White House press briefing for Sean Spicer. So if you got a suggestion on a question, lay it on us. Lay it on us, all right? 258-0550 is our toll-free telephone, actually the local number. 258-0550. Toll-free, we can do that for you, too. 800-228-0550. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And actually, I prefer your emails today. Don't worry, Todd. Emails I can understand. I can just read them myself. I don't have to rely on anybody else to, you know, sound like Darth Vader in my ear or anything else. Very, very simple. Works very nice. So 800-228-0550 to call, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com to email, or text me, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Corrine says the GOP Congress must stick to their vows and repeal Obamacare. It's a big topic for Congressman Kramer tomorrow on the program. And I don't think there's any worry for Corrine about that. What's it look like when it's all done? You know, I mean, I think we've already, just in what has been laid on the table, when you look at just the viewpoint of the Obama administration making so many healthcare decisions, and now you've got that change. You get the government out of the middle of it between you and your care is huge. But there, you know, how it's done and, you know, the tax credits, and is that just another way of a subsidy? And there's things to do. There's no doubt about it. So, but I think, I mean, they're going in the right direction. They're doing it at warp speed. You know, I think it's great. So glad it's out there. But more on that with Congressman Kramer tomorrow. So thank you for that. Let's see here. What else have we got? Some more text coming in for you as well. With Al Carlson, 100% on the casinos. I don't think so many people are. This is, we brought it up. A listener called on Friday and said, terrible idea, stupid. What is this? Is ridiculous. Why are we doing that? And it spurred, you know, a good hour worth of calls. And 2-1 in favor of this idea. Again, I have a hard time, even if you don't like it, saying, Al Carlson, what do you think? It's ultimately asking the voters. So when is that ever a bad idea? I don't know. Chris Berg, when we come back, don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features special guest Zeke Mader with BF Imagewear discussing a friend's personal encounter with an electrical hazard.
We're actually sending still, on average, 3 people a day to a burn unit. And one of those guys in a recent time was a good friend of mine named Rick. And Rick was called out on a weekend And he'll tell you, he said, you know, my attitude wasn't where it should be. I was in a hurry. I took a shortcut, and it cost him. He actually made contact with 14,400 volt of electrical power. You know, Rick will tell you this, too. He said, you know, I had to lay there and think about all the extra burden that I placed on my family, on my friends, on my community, all because I was in a hurry. And that's pretty powerful stuff when you stop and think about it.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Kohler Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Kohler Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Kohler is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center service those and other brands. They are looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Kohler Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Kohler Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Kohler Service Center. Or click careers at KohlerServiceCenters.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Day at the state capitol today. A lot going on here, as a matter of fact. You can watch that on their Facebook page, the Bakken Backers Facebook page, if you are not able to be here. And Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner, chatting in a little bit. Kathy Nassett at a little after 11. And then yours truly from 11:30 to noon today with Trey Wilson from MBI Energy and Jesse Veeder, Watford City. We're going to talk about quality workforce and selling quality of life in the communities. So, looking forward to that. And then there's a little lunch and interesting address from Helen Curry, senior economist at ConocoPhillips. There's a big time resume on, you know, where the price of oil is going and the future of oil and gas, U.S. and the world, and the numbers and what they're looking like. So, a busy day today at the state capitol. We're brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. That's right. PetroServe USA gives you a choice at the pump. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. And remember, That 4-for-4 deal is my all-time favorite. That is the best meal, best deal anywhere. My gosh. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, always great. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. Four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Chris Berg is here from Point of View with Chris Berg that you can watch tonight. And you get a little bonus today because not only can you watch Chris tonight on TV, but you can watch him at the White House briefing later today. Where he will be asking one of the questions via Skype, a unique little thing that the White House does. Are you all set for the big question, Chris?
I think so. I'm going to make sure that I frame it so I get a couple of questions in there because I know it's I got one swing of the bat. And we'll kind of take it from there. But, yeah, it was great. I got a phone call yesterday saying, hey, we want to invite you to become one of those Skype seat questions, if you will, for the White House briefing tomorrow with Mr. Spicer. And I was like, you know, absolutely, let's get her done. And so we're working out all the details now, and I'm going to ask him about the Dakota Access Pipeline situation.
So what, this is an art form, right? Because there's a lot of people in that room all asking questions, and they don't always want to answer every question. So, will you do machine gun questions and try and get a bunch in, or how are you going to do it?
I'm going to be basically frame it, like I said, where I've got a couple questions for you, sir, and then I've got one about, you know, restoring faith in the Army Corps of Engineer and getting North Dakota taxpayers reimbursed for the situation. And then the second part of the question is going to be, what's kind of ironic is that today, which I'm sure you're aware of, Scott, but the Native Nations March starts today in D.C. to stand in solidarity with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. So the other question is about, what is the Trump administration going to do in the future to have a better, more thorough sort of consent consultation process between tribal nations, government agencies, and corporations? So number one, companies can have more certainty when they make these sort of infrastructure investments. And number two, tribal nations and Native nations can feel that they've had more consultation and consent when potential infrastructure goes across their native lands or treaty lands or reservations.
Yes, that long-standing debate that continues, and obviously the White House has weighed in on that before, so this will be fun. So you're on Skype, right? So you come up on the monitors there, and they ask you the question. You get to say, hey, introduce you and fire away on your question, and
I'm assuming hey, we got Chris Berg from Valley News Live in Fargo, North Dakota. Chris, go ahead, and then. Boom, there we go. And I'll sort of lay this thing out. And, you know, I think the important thing, as you and I have talked about a lot, is how do we provide more certainty for these companies? I mean, you know, Energy Transfer Partners is investing over $3 billion. And think about all the money they've lost through this entire situation. So they did everything according to the letter of the law. How do we ensure that these guys can have more clarity and certainty in the future when they're going to make these kind of investments? Because, as we know, the administration's asking for $1 trillion, you know, infrastructure program package. Some of that's going to be public-private partnerships. And so you're not going to see a lot of people running in line to do that if there's not a lot of certainty around their investment. The other hand is obviously, hey, I think everyone has admitted that we maybe could have done a little bit better job in the consultation and or consent process with the Spirit Lake Sioux Tribe. So how do we make sure that we've got better documentation, lay this thing out so this kind of situation never happens again in the future?
Listener has a suggestion for you. If you do so darn well on those first 3-4 questions and can get another one, and you can consider this one. Ask President Trump to find a way for us citizens to pressure Congress to act in accordance with his plans. We need a way to do this. We're too busy to demonstrate. And that's a pretty good point, you know, right? Because the people you see on TV that are leading these protests, I mean, they're professional protesters. You know, somebody's a foot in the bill for them to fly over all over the country. There's got to be a better grassroots kind of way, and I would think Trump would love that question. You might want to throw that one in.
All right. If I can do that, believe me, I definitely will. But I think he brings up a great point. You know, I mean, thank goodness they've got the initial skeletons of the Obamacare replacement plan. I think it came out, you know, late last night, and all of us are saying, hey, you know, we're almost to the halfway point of the first 100 days, and executive orders are one thing, but legislation's different. And so I think what we're finding, Scott, and tell me if you agree or disagree with this, but I don't think a lot of Republicans thought Donald Trump was going to win. I just figured they were going to go out there and sort of give us all this little catnip, you know, campaign stuff, but never really thought he was going to be at 1,600 Penn. All of a sudden, he shows up, and they're like, oh,
not many.
Now he's got to get
to work. I mean, look at the number of House members that, you know, endorsed him before it was obvious who was going to win. It's less than 10, so pretty amazing. Folks, watch Chris tonight. Take it in. Good luck today at the briefing. That's awesome, Chris.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
6:30 on KX4 and 10:30 on West Dakota Fox for a point of view with Chris Burke. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow from the Capitol.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala, Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck, or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Bennett, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel, or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.